I'm sure there must have been many occasions when possibly I would have seen Sergeant John Veitch jumping out of an aircraft for the Royal Air Force Falcons. But how long have you been doing this job now?
For 3 years. It's my third year. We've had quite a good season so far this year. We've done a lot of high shows. Mm-hmm. And by high shows, I mean we jump from 12,000 feet, so we do a bit of free fall before we deploy our parachutes.
No oxygen for that then?
No oxygen required for anything below 12,000 feet.
And then you come down to the next level, which is what?
It's a mid-show, which is around 6,000 to 8,000 feet. We'll do a little bit of free fall before we deploy our parachutes. Mm-hmm. And then a low show, we use anything down to 2,500 feet. So that means if it's a cloudy day, we can still jump below the clouds if it's obviously if there's still enough clearance between the cloud and the ground.
Picture in the paper the other day, this guy jumped off the White Cliffs of Dover with a parachute, and the parachute just about managed to open before he landed on the ground.
Oh wow! But yeah,
you don't get involved with that sort of thing.
No, that's not something that I'd like to do.
Yeah. So you have to be an instructor before you can actually join the team.
So you start the career path to become a Falcon is to be a physical training instructor first. Once you've done that for a couple of years, you then move to a parachute training school. You'll teach basic parachutes for a couple of years, and then you do a selection process to become a Falcon.
What attracted you to the parachute regiment, apart from jumping out of planes?
Something I've always wanted to do, and when you're on your physical training instructor course, you actually experience a parachute descent. Obviously, I loved it, and I just wanted to do it again, so that was the right career path for me.
Presumably, you have got to have no particular problem with heights, I guess, or can you overcome those problems if you want to be a paratrooper?
To be honest, it doesn't
come into it at all.
No, heights don't really affect it, because you're that high up, you don't... You know, it doesn't really affect it. No, I've never really had any problems with heights.
I'd be scared about having a tandem freefall in case the guy was still on the plane saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't attach myself to you."
No, yeah, I wouldn't have any problems with that.
So what about the proper job, apart from actually jumping out of planes for the Falcons?
This is our full-time job.
This is your full-time
job? Our full-time job, yeah.
So you don't
so when we're not jumping, we're planning displays. So yeah, right, we spend 6 months of the year during the display season, and we plan all the displays ourselves. Each member of the team will be issued 10 to 20 displays, and they plan it from start to finish. And when the season's finished, we spend the rest of the year planning for the next season and doing winter training. So obviously it's really important that the canopy set that we do, we're really close to each other, so it's really important that our skills are good enough to do that. And we spend a lot of time training in the winter for the display season.
So when you come out of display, let's say you've done your tour, how many years would you do on tour with the Falcon?
You do 3 years, yeah. This is my third year as well.
Right. So you come out of then, and then what will you be doing after that?
So after that, the career path is to go back to the parachute training school, and then all the skills that you've learned in planning, all the new skills, canopy control and canopy handling and plotting, wind finding, you take that and then you teach the next generation of parachutists.
What about the sort of the actual displays themselves? I mean, how do you actually decide what you're going to do and how they're going to be planned, what the action different elements are going to be?
So it depends on the weather conditions mostly. Obviously, we'll try and plan to do a high show.
Would you do here, for example?
Yeah, we did a high show this morning. So we'll always plan to do a high show, but it'll just be if the winds are too strong or it's too cloudy, then that'll affect what height we jump from.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But in real, and also there are obviously different elements of that fall as well, aren't there?
So if it's really windy, our release will be a lot further away from the DZ. But the characteristics of the parachute will always get us back. And from the wind finds on the ground, we will plot the distance and how far we need to be from the DZ to land in a certain point.
Fantastic. What about the atmosphere of a show like RAF Cosford? 100 years for the RAF. How old are you now?
How old am I? I'm 31 now.
Wow, goodness me.
So I'm old.
You're old, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not old by sort of Falcon standard, is it?
No, obviously the Falcons were established in 1965, so it's good to keep that bit of history and prestige as well. So it's a great honour to be part of the team.
What about, is there any age limitation in terms of being part of the Falcons?
No, there is an age limit to be a physical training instructor, so that would be the only thing. You need to join up before you're 30.
Yeah, sure. And you'd encourage people to look at a career possibly in the parachute regiment and being a Falcons instructor?
Definitely.
Can't say more than that, can we?
No.
Good luck here at RAF Cosford.
Thank you very much.